Good morning, church family. How's everyone this morning? So good to see you. Good to have you join us online. I've been reading through the book of Lamentations, my daily Bible reading, which I don't do every day, but y'all forgive me for that. Anyway, I was reading this morning in chapter 3. It says, "The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases." Are you grateful for that? "His mercy never come to an end. They're new every morning. Great is his faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore, I will hope in him." I was thinking about God's mercies, and his mercies have to be new every morning. You know, we've come to know Christ because of the grace of God, and grace and mercy are different. Grace is getting something we don't deserve, and God's mercy is not getting what we do deserve. So, you know, we deserve his wrath. I deserve his wrath. And because his mercies are new every morning, I can experience his grace through Jesus Christ. I'm grateful that his mercies are new every morning, aren't you? Amen. It allows us to worship him. It allows us to press into him. It allows us to encounter him. So let's commit to do that this morning as I pray. Father, we thank you. God, I thank you that your mercies are brand new every day. God, I'm grateful that mercy triumphs over judgment. And Lord, therefore we can continue to live and move and have our being in you. God, we can continue to walk out this salvation as your sons and your daughters because your mercy is new. And Father, I pray this morning that this is a special day for most all of us, God, as we press into you, as we seek your face. Lord, I just thank you for the young people that are getting baptized today, God. I just look forward to rejoicing with the angels when that takes place. Oh, Father, you're so, so good to us, and we just thank you for your love, thank you for your grace, and thank you for your mercies. And we praise you for who you are in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand and worship the Lord together.
Good.
He's good.
He's God.
He's God.
He is. burning for your heart till I am a soul on fire. Oh, I'm longing for your ways. I'm waiting for the day when I am a soul on fire. Till I am a soul.
To me, didn't you? Like, I know. Happy birthday. All right. Looky here. We got lots of kids coming. Good to see everybody. Are you excited to be here?
Yesterday.
I know. You can tell me all about that in a few minutes, okay? Will that be okay? Someone told me it was your birthday. Yeah. So y'all listen, okay? I'm excited that everybody's here. Are y'all excited to be here today?
Yes.
Are you going to be real excited?
Yes.
Okay, because we're going to get real excited here in just a minute, okay? All right. So this morning, I want to ask you, what do I have in my hand?
Bible.
A Bible, that's right. Do y'all know what's in the Bible? What? God's Word, that's right. It tells us everything we need to know, doesn't it? Yeah, so do you know inside this Bible, there are books. They're small books. Do you know how many books are in this Bible?
66.
66, very good. Can you name any of the books in the Bible? Let me see if y'all... What?
Genesis.
You got them. Very good. Anybody else want to name a book of the Bible? Yeah? Huh? No? No? Yes? What? Okay. You got them all right there, Joshua. Very. Joshua's going to quote the whole Bible for us. Just the Old Testament. Well, that's all right. Well, so there's one book in the Bible, and it's in the middle of the Bible, and it's the book of Psalms. Do you ever read Psalms? Have you ever looked at Psalms? You probably have learned
Psalms
verses. Psalms. P-S-A-L-M. Okay? In Psalms, that book has 150 chapters, and one chapter in that book is Psalms 117, only has two verses. That's all it is. Two verses. So if you need to read a chapter, you can read Psalms 117. You read a chapter of the Bible. Okay? So this morning, I'm going to read those two verses, and we're going to talk about them. Okay? Psalms 117, it says, "All you nations, praise the Lord. All you people on earth, praise Him. Great is His love for us. The Lord is faithful forever. Praise the Lord." Who can tell me what that verse is telling us to do?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Very good. All right. So we're going to talk about that. So when we're praising God, do we need to be excited?
Yes.
Are you excited when you're praising God?
Yes.
Yeah. Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay. So how can we praise God? What are some things that we can do to praise God?
Keeping His trust.
Can we sing praises?
Yes.
Can we shout praises?
No.
Yes. Can we whisper praises?
Yes.
Can we jump up and down and be excited?
Yeah.
Can we clap? You can do everything. Any way you want to praise God, God wants to hear our praises. So guess what we're going to do this morning?
What?
We're going to praise God. So I want y'all to stand up. Okay. All right, so the first thing that I'm going to have you do, so y'all be ready. The first thing I'm going to do when you're praising God, I want you to whisper real quietly, "God loves you." Was that praising God?
Yes.
All right, very good. So now the next one is I want you to get really loud, and I want you to turn around so everybody can see your faces, okay? And I want you to say, "Praise God."
Praise God!
All right, now the last one, I want you to clap and jump up and down and say, "Jesus loves you." Okay?
Jesus loves you.
Say it again. Do it again. Do it again. All right. Very good. Okay. Y'all sit down. All right. So, was that praising God? Can you do that anywhere?
Yeah.
Do we just have to do it at church?
Yeah.
Yes. We can do it anywhere. That's right. We can do it at home. We can do it in the car. You can do it at school. Have you ever whispered to someone, "Praise God"? Have you ever thought about that?
You can't yell.
No, you can't yell at school. You're absolutely right. You can't yell at school. But maybe at the park, when you're playing with your friends, wherever you are at, you can praise God. So when we're praising God, we need to be excited. Because are you excited about God?
Yes.
Are you excited what He has done for us?
Yes.
And in 6 days,
I know you are. We can praise God in another state. We can praise God all the time. But sometimes we forget to praise God, don't we? Do we need to praise God only when we're happy?
No,
we need to praise God all the time because He wants to hear our praises.
Even when we're sad.
Even when we're sad, we are supposed to praise God. So one more time, I want y'all to shout out, "Praise God," really loud. Ready? Go.
Praise God!
All right. Well, let's say a prayer. And this week, remember to praise God through everything, okay? Dearly Father, I thank You for this day. I thank You for Your love for us. And Lord, I pray that as we move through today and this week, Lord, that we can remember to praise You through all things, Lord. And we thank You for these boys and girls and their families, Lord. Just bless us as we move through this day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Let's go. Amen. All right.
Those children got a little Pentecostal on us for a minute there. That was okay, right? Man, maybe us adults need to get a little Pentecostal sometimes. Well, welcome again. If you want to register your attendance with us this morning, you can do that through our app. If you do not have our app downloaded on your smartphone, you can go to your app store and do a search for Wiley Methodist Abilene. You'll get a hit on that. We communicate a lot through email, through the app. And so that might be helpful for you in the future. I want to remind you that our splash night is this Wednesday night at Rose Park. We will assemble to eat at 6:30, hamburgers and hot dogs. And then the water park is open from 7:30 to 9:30. And I need one person that Mike could bring a grill that could cook hot dogs. Do I have a volunteer for that? I see a hand over here. Okay. Reuben, hey, you're cooking hamburgers on our grill, so you don't count. You didn't know that, but so I need one person with a grill. Anybody? Nobody owns a grill.
I can bring mine if they need to use it.
Okay. All right. All right, Nick. Meet us at 5 p.m. by Safety City, and that's where we'll be eating that night. So thanks for you volunteering. There was absolutely no pressure for you to do that. So, Jason Acevedo is organizing a men's breakfast that takes place on the 21st of August at 7:30. You can sign up for that through the app, or I believe it's the sign-up link is on our website as well. You might bring a couple of dollars with you to pay for that burrito breakfast. We're going to two services on the 22nd in 2 weeks, and that will be very timely for us. We got a large crowd this morning. Hang with us another week, and we're going to free up some space. The early service starts at 8:30, Sunday school at 9:45, and the later service is at 10:45. Also, that Sunday, we're going back to individual Sunday school classes. We've been meeting as a large group for 15-16 months, and I believe that most of the teachers are ready to get back and get in a smaller group format, so that'll take place in 2 weeks. And we have six different adult Sunday school classes to participate in, so if you want to get connected with one, please see me. And then Kit and Arthur is organizing a trip to see The Promise in Glen Rose on October the 1st. It's a musical presentation of the life of Christ. And we have a promo video that I would like to show you real quick, if that's queued up.
The eyes of the blind shall be opened. The ears of the deaf shall hear. The lame will leap for joy, and the mute will sing his praise. Those who mourn will be comforted. The promise is for you and your children. And those who seek him shall find him. He is the promise. See and believe.
Actually attended that 8 or 10 years ago, and it was an awesome experience. And so if you want to go, you can sign up on the app. Kitten, would you just stand and wave so people can see who you are? If you want to go see Kitten, there's 20 spots available. 8 have been spoken for. So get with Kitten, sign up through the app. And obviously she can get more. So anyway, sign up. I think it'll be a good experience. Let's stand and recite the Apostles' Creed together. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Universal Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. Let's go to the Lord. Father, I thank you for this opportunity to be together as your people. Father, I thank you for the way that you love us. Thank you for the way that the Holy Spirit guides us. God, I just thank you for your grace. Thank you that you're good. God, we praise you because you're holy and mighty. And Lord, you have no equal. You have no rival. No one will ever remove you from the throne. So Father, this morning as we continue to worship you, as we sit under your teaching, I just pray that you move in power. Would you heighten our awareness of who you are, who Jesus is, who the Holy Spirit is this morning. And Father, I pray that you protect us from the evil one as we continue to worship you, as we continue to seek you. And Father, as we gather together and virus numbers begin to spike, God, I pray you protect us in this house from illness. You do something supernatural and just guard us in this house. We want to be wise. But God, at the same time, we're asking for supernatural divine protection as we seek you together. And Father, as we move forward, God, doing ministry and seeking you, God, would you show us? Show us what we need to do. Show us where we need to go. Father, we don't want to miss you. We can make up our own plan, God, but we want to follow the desire of the Holy Spirit. So, Lord, reveal yourself to us individually and reveal yourself to us corporately. Lord, thank you again for this time, and we love you. We praise you, and we pray the prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we continue to worship, we'll take our offering during this worship song. Also give electronically. God bless you, church. Thank you.
you want to have a song service or do you want to have a worship service? And I was thinking about that. I want to have a worship service.
Mike, I want to worship too. Is that all right? All right. Once again, welcome this morning. Welcome again to our live stream audience. Glad you guys are worshiping with us as well. We got a packed house today. I like it. Yeah. We're going to be, probably our final count's going to probably be right at 300 this morning. So we're excited about that. As Billy said, in 2 weeks, we'll be looking at going to our second service, 8:30. How many of just, you may not have decided, no pressure, I'm just kind of wanting to see. How many of you are kind of planning on trying out the first service? Raise your hand. All right. Good deal. And then our Sunday school, 9:45. The late service will be at 10:45. And just FYI, we're going to try to just duplicate our service. It's not going to be I don't know, I've always just kind of felt that when you start labeling services, different styles of services, it can separate us, and I just don't have any interest in that. So we're going to try to just duplicate our service and just make it another option for us. If you are our guest this morning, we are especially glad that you're here. But as Billy said earlier, we've got three baptisms this morning. And God is busy in our midst. He's working his way through our children, and I'm excited about that. We've got Liam Chapman and the Young twins, and we got that coming up at the end of the service, so I hope you'll stay for that. If you are our guest, we're especially glad that you're with us this morning, and hope you feel the love of Christ in this place. As Billy said, you can register. Anyone can register on our app. You can also, if you are our guest, we would love for you to fill out. There's a card in the seat pocket in front of you with a blue stripe that says guests. We would love for you to fill that out, but you're not required to do that, obviously, but would like for you to know that you were here. At the end of the service, I will be down at the end of the foyer and would love to meet you, have a free gift for our guests, so hopefully I can meet you. I try to get around to folks before the service, but sometimes I don't make it to everybody, and so would love to meet our guests. Turn with me, if you would, to Romans 8. Romans 8. Romans 8, beginning in verse 35. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? Verse 37. No. In all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, we have invited you, and as we have invited you, you are welcome here. We ask you now, Holy Spirit, to speak in power and authority. Transform our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. I was reading a devotional book that I'm going through by Tony Evans, a great pastor in the Metroplex. And it reminded me, how many of you remember Jed Clampett in the Beverly Hillbillies? Huh? Anybody? Well, listen to a story about a man named Jed. Go ahead and say it. Y'all are really bad. But you knew it. If you're under like 40, help them. Help them, old people. Help them. Jed Clampett. Now, here's the deal. Jed Clampett, if you know that show, he was this hillbilly up in the sticks, you know, and he was delivered. So, you know, he was out hunting some food and took a shot and instead got what? Black gold. Bubbling crude. We need some work, man. But he was delivered from his old life and his family was transported into this paradise, Beverly Hills. But the problem is that he was still, now listen, are you listening? He was still living as a hillbilly. Does that happen to us? So he was transformed. His whole family was transformed. You look at the Israelites in Egypt, and they had been delivered and transformed in out of bondage into this, you know, headed to the promised land. And they had left Egypt, but Egypt had not left them. So as I think about that story, both of those stories, I think about how Christ has transformed us, but are we still in this old life? Are we still living in Egypt? Are we still living as hillbillies? And I know some of you are living as hillbillies. Today, I'm going to conclude the sermon series. No applause, please. Overcomer. Overcomer. Today's message is Jesus, the overcomer. So as we look at that word overcome, I kind of looked up some definitions, and a short definition is to conquer, prevail, are to win the victory, to overcome. It's interesting, if you go and look at the book of Revelation, as this revelation that was given to John, in the first, in the second and third chapters, he starts talking to these seven churches, and he's normally identifying things that they're doing well, and in a lot of cases, things they're not doing very well. And here's what every one of those letters to those seven churches in Revelation, it ends with something like this: to him who overcomes, God says, I will do something. To him who overcomes, to conquer, to prevail, to get the victory. And here's the problem, and I'm gonna step right into my points here. You've got handouts there if you want to follow along. This world is hard, isn't it? This world is hard. And being a Christian does not isolate us from the hardness of this world, the difficult, the trials. In fact, Jesus, Jesus doesn't play games with us. He doesn't say, hey, come follow me and life's going to be great. Everything's going to be perfect. No, he says, I have told you these things in John 16. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble. He identifies it. Now, if you go back, what things? I've told you these things. What has he told them? If you go back and look right before Jesus made that statement, he's talking about that the disciples would struggle and that he would suffer and die in the resurrection. And he's talking about sending the Holy Spirit. And he's saying, I've told you all of that. I've told you about your struggles. I've told you what's going to happen to me and that I'm going to send this helper, this Holy Spirit. I've told you these things so that you may have peace. Is anybody listening? He's told us all these things. He sent us the Holy Spirit so that we might have peace, because guess what? In this world, you're gonna have trouble. And somehow it seems like when the trouble comes, we're always shocked, aren't we? How many times do we go to a funeral and somehow we're shocked that somehow that person didn't get out of this life alive? Guess what? None of us are. It's coming. Just as we would be born, we will also leave this earth. Now, this passage that we read today, it says in verse 37, in all these things, he's listing all of these things. He's saying, in all these things we are. Now, the word that jumps out at me, and this is another thing I kind of was gleaning from Tony Evans as I was reading through some of his devotions this week. The word in all these things. And then he talks about, in what? I mean, it doesn't say, if all these things. There's a big difference between in all these things and if all these things. It doesn't say, maybe if all these things happen. It says, no, in all of these things. The in is, here's the list. Trouble, hardship, persecution, famine, nakedness, danger, sword, life, death, angels, demons, present, future, powers, height, depth, anything else in all creation. I think he's telling us that we're going to have trouble. But he says, in all of these things, something. We'll get to that in just a second. Y'all know that we had really two pretty traumatic occurrences in the past week through our church. One of them, our very own Cindy and Leroy Edick, lost their great-grandson, 7-month-old grandson, died in his sleep. 7 months old. Man, that's rough. That's rough stuff. Then I spoke of it last week. I got the phone call last Sunday afternoon from Alice Parrish, who had been a member of our church, and her granddaughter, Kenley Riney, 18 years old, graduates from high school. They had moved to Kerrville. Marjan and Kevin, her mom and dad, and Kenley, their only child, had moved to Kerrville, and she graduated in May, and she's going to Tarleton, and she's going down there to get set up for her freshman year and doing some freshman orientation stuff, and she's sleepy that she had stayed up late. She's driving home. She falls asleep. She's killed. It's almost like Jesus knew when he said, in this world you'll have trouble. It's interesting, this passage that I read today, it's speaking of these troubles, but here's what it's saying. It's saying all these things, all these troubles that we have, none of them will separate us from the love of God. It's like, it doesn't mean that when we have these troubles that somehow God doesn't love us. I tell people this all the time. That is settled. God loves us, and the reason it's settled is because he sent Jesus to take our place to die for us. It's a done deal. It's settled. But and I was visiting with someone recently that was wondering why these bad things happen. And it's basically, we live in a broken world. We live in a broken world. But when these bad things happen, when these trials come, when these hardships come, they don't separate us from the love of God. He walks with us. The world is hard. Second thing we need to hear today, I believe, Jesus has overcome the world. He says, in this world you will have trouble, but then he goes on to say, but take heart, I've overcome the world. Something, he's bigger. What did he overcome? He overcame sin and death. So even our greatest enemy is death. He's overcome that because through Christ we live. That's one of the things I know. I actually, and when as I did the funeral for Kenley, I went back and looked it up, and I'm trying to remember for sure, but I think it was, if my notes don't fail me in my brain, January the 1st, 2012, I baptized Kenley. And she was, I think she was 8 or 9 years old. And I shared this at the service. I said, that day, that morning, I asked Kenley the questions that I'll ask these young people this morning. I asked her, do you confess that you're a sinner? And she said, yes. And I said, do you repent of your sin? And she said, yes. And I said, do you want Jesus to be your Lord and your Savior? And she said, yes. Jesus has overcome the world. The greatest enemy we have is death itself. But that's on the list. That in, as those things come, as life can throw different things at us, but then ultimately death comes for us, but doesn't separate us from the love of God. Jesus has overcome the world. The answer for all of the stuff that we face, it's if you're taking a test, I always like to have the simple answers. The answer is Jesus. And when these things come, it's just cling more to Jesus because he has overcome the world. In Matthew 16, the disciples are talking to Jesus and they're saying, Jesus says, who do the people say that I am? And they're naming all of these different options and everything. And then Jesus says, who do you say that I am? And Peter says, you're the Christ. You're the Son of God. And Jesus says, on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades will not overcome it. So what is the rock that he's building it on? The rock is that Jesus is the Christ. Jesus has overcome the world. So as these things come for us, man, just we cling to Jesus. We cling to Jesus. So not only has Jesus overcome the world, but leading me to my third point. Through faith in Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit, we can also overcome. It's not just that Jesus is the overcomer, but he empowers us to be the overcomer. The passage in verse 37 that we read today. In all these things, and I've gone over the list, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. And we are more than conquerors because we're really, really good. We're more than conquerors because we get it right. We're more than conquerors because we've tried really, really hard. We suck it up, pull ourselves up by our bootstraps and get it until we get it right. No, we're more than conquerors through him. Who loved us? Lots of scriptures here. I think it's important to talk about this for just a second. 1 John 4. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, speaking of false spirits, because the one who is in you, who's the one in us? The Holy Spirit is in us. The one who is in you is greater than the one who's in the world. Who's in the world? Who's he talking about? The devil, Satan. We have the Spirit of God living in us. It's greater than the enemy that comes for us, and so we are overcomers. 1 John 5, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. All these struggles, all these trials of the world. Who is it that overcomes the world? Question mark. Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. So if we profess that Jesus is the Son of God, and I'm telling you, I just went back and recapped the time that with Kinley, she was a believer. And I believe with all my heart, Kinley's with Jesus. Her mom and dad are devastated. It hurts her grandmother, but she's with Jesus. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. Revelation 12, then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, the accuser of our brothers, again speaking of the devil, who accuses them before God, before our God, day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him. Listen, this is important. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. We overcome the enemy. And I want to tell you, if you ever feel attacked, spiritually attacked, and a lot of times that's happening up here, thoughts, negative thoughts, if you ever feel spiritual attacks, claim the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus. Say it out loud. I do, man. If I ever feel those things, sense those things in my own heart, in my own mind, I sometimes just give Satan a tongue lashing out loud. Sometimes if you ever drive by my pickup and you see me talking to myself, sometimes I'm talking to Satan. A lot of times I'm talking to God. Romans 8, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There's no condemnation if you're in Christ Jesus, because through Christ Jesus, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. There it is again. So through Christ, here's the mistake that we make, and I'll put myself in this list. We just think that if we just try harder, we can get this right. We can try hard. It's a matter of releasing and letting God do what God wants to do in us. It's giving him the reins, giving him the steering wheel of our life. It's not trying harder. It's releasing. It's surrendering. Through Christ, the law of the Spirit of life set me free from the law of sin and death. There was this transfer that's happening there. Okay, I want to wrap up by reading Revelation 21. This is kind of where the rubber meets the road for all of this as we think about the overcomer and how things are playing out and how things are going to end. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men and he will live with them. They will be his people and God himself will be with them and be their God. Now this is good stuff right here. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Now think about the Rhineys right now. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new. Then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes, now listen to this, he who overcomes will inherit all this. I will be his God and he will be my son. So overcoming is not trying harder, church. It's not being good. Because guess what? We tried that for a few thousand years before Jesus showed up. That was the law. The Jews tried that, and it was ugly. Jesus came. He's the overcomer. So we place our faith in him, and we will inherit all of this. There will be no condemnation. We overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. If you just bow your head with me. Father, we are humbled at how you love us. Thank you, Jesus, for being the overcomer. Thank you that nothing will separate us from your love. Whatever we face in this world, you have overcome. And because of you, we overcome. We're humbled and we're blessed and we're thankful. Thank you for coming and dying for us. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit and dwelling in us. Thank you for being our God. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you don't know Jesus that I'm describing, that Jesus that loves you, please don't leave this place today without coming and visiting with me. I tell you, it's a different sort of grief outside of Christ. I can't imagine what I would have even told the Riney family last week if I wasn't confident that Kenley knows Jesus and Jesus knows Kenley. What do you tell a family without that? That's the hope we have. If you don't know that Jesus, please don't leave this place today without talking to me about it. As we close, I also remind you we have our baptisms at the end, so please stay and support those kids and their families. Let's rise if you're able.
This is my song. Praise
Y'all may be seated. Young family, you guys want to come up? Chandler, you want to step out? Right across to that side over there. All right, how's that water? Billy forgot to put the ice in it. I'm sorry. You want some ice? Anybody else? They can come. Yeah. You have a slow family, don't you, Chandler? It's okay. We got plenty of time. Y'all just come right on. We got a camera they can see, so y'all just come right on up here, snuggle in front. All right, Chandler. We visited a while back about these questions I was going to ask you, and it's about this word sin. And so I ask you now, do you admit that you are a sinner?
Yes.
Amen. And do you want Jesus to forgive you of your sin?
Yes.
And you want him to be your Lord and Savior and live in your heart?
Yes.
Okay. And you want to be baptized, right?
Yes.
All right. If you'll sit right down there and sit and hold your nose. Chandler, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Stay right there. We're going to pray over you. Y'all crunch in here. See if you can get a hand on somebody in front of you. If you can reach her. Chandler, we talked about the Holy Spirit, and so I'm going to pray that the Holy Spirit would come and live inside of you, okay? Lord, thank you for dying for Chandler. Thank you that she loves you and you love her back. And Father, I pray that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit, that she would be a new creation. Father, even though she's young, God, she knows that you love her. Father, may that follow her the rest of her days. We love you. I pray blessings on her and blessings on this family in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Scoot around. We got half the twins done. We're going to do the other half. All right. All the way across, Kendall. Okay. You heard those questions I just asked Sister, right? So do you admit that you are a sinner?
Yes.
Do you want Jesus to forgive you of your sin?
Yes.
And you want him to be your Lord and Savior and live in your heart? And you want to be baptized, right? All right. You'll sit right there. Kendall, I baptize you. Hold your nose. I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right. Y'all come up. Father, I also thank you for Kendall, God. I thank you that you love her. I thank you that you died for her. Lord, I pray that you would fill her with your Holy Spirit, that she would be a new creation in Christ. And Father, that you would raise her up to be mighty in your hand, God. Bless her and her family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Now we're changing out families here. The Chapmans, you guys come on up. Yeah, right. Come right over here, Liam. What is it, Toasty? Yeah, you're tall enough. Yeah, you're pretty tall there, dude. That's probably good enough right there. Where do you get your hair done, man? I need some of that. You did that? Man, if I had hair, I'd do that. Carlene, stop laughing, Carlene. Everybody up? All right. Liam, you heard those questions, and we've talked about it, so I ask you, do you admit that you are a sinner?
Yes, sir.
And you want Jesus to forgive you of your sin?
Yes, sir.
And you want him to be your Lord and Savior and live in your heart?
Yes, sir.
Amen. You want to be baptized?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dad, come in here. If you'll sit, Liam, hold your nose. Liam, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. You got to get that hair wet right there in front. We don't want that hair going to anywhere else besides heaven either. All right, if you guys can reach in here and grab a shoulder. All right, Liam, we are blessed by you, Liam, and I just pray blessings from Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying for Liam. I thank you, God, that you love him and he loves you. I pray that you would fill him, God, fill him with your Holy Spirit. God, I just have a feeling he's going to be able to impact a lot of people for you. And so, Lord, just ooze out of him, Holy Spirit. And we pray blessings on this family and on the future, on his future, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
It's going to be cold out. Okay. Carlene does not, she loves your kids, but she does not want to take them home with her today. So you can pick them up down in the front of the sanctuary if they went to children's church. If you would rise, if you're able, for this benediction. If you know that Jesus is the overcomer, just say amen.
Amen.
So you know it. Now go and share it. Go and tell someone. We are dismissed. God bless you.
Hi, this is Pastor Jeff Hatcher with Wiley United Methodist Church in Abilene, Texas. I want to thank you for listening to this message today from God's Word. If you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know that he loves you. And if you want to make him your Lord and Savior, you can say this simple prayer with me. Father, I confess that I am a sinner. I ask for your forgiveness. I ask you to wash me as white as snow. I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and my Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. If you prayed that prayer today, I want to, first of all, congratulate you and celebrate with you. I want to ask you to do four things. First of all, share that decision with a member of the clergy. Don't try to walk this journey alone. And secondly, I want you to consider being baptized. Jesus himself set us the example by being baptized himself, and he said that we should do that as well. And then thirdly, I want to ask you to find a Bible-believing church and a Bible-preaching church and become a part of that. We are better together than we are alone. And then finally, I want you to get into God's Word. The book of John, the Gospel of John, is a great place to start. And not because it makes us a better person, but because there's life. It is a living Word, and there's life in God's Word. If you have any questions, you can also email me at jhatcher@wileymethodist.org. God bless you.